This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we told you before, one of the great guys in the industry, Dr. Lee Kaplan, a director of University of Miami Health Sports Medicine, is kind enough to join us this evening. Dr. Kaplan, thanks so much for taking the time. We listen to all your great advice all the time with Joe Z and stuff. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Blue. It's a pleasure to be on. I really appreciate what you do for, you know, the community, for recruiting, and for all our young people in South Florida.
You know, something that obviously you deal with, everybody deals with, is the COVID and the vaccines. And even though high school kids are at a younger age, you know, the debate is on to get the vaccine, especially if you play sports. Talk about that, because I think that's the most important thing, because a lot of the parents are out there. Some of them are like, you know, do I get the vaccine? Do I send my kid to play? It's one of these dilemmas that they're at a crossroad with very little knowledge of, obviously, the disease or the vaccine.
Yeah, I feel like we're almost 10 months ahead of it, right? We were so thankful to get the vaccine, you know, taking care of both the Hurricanes as well as the Marlins. The Marlins were the first team nationally to really have a problem last July. We had 18 players stuck in Philadelphia. So we were well aware of what happened when players did get it. And then, as you know, in November, the Hurricane football team wound up having an outbreak. So it's not just the playing of the sports. It's being around the other players, being in the locker room, and everything else, just a highly contagious virus. Now, in saying what you're saying about the vaccine, you know, the vaccine works, masks work, 6 feet, washing your hands, all those things work. Sure. But the vaccine really helps in another level. I understand all the insecurities people have around the vaccines and all of that. I will tell you, though, that when they look at effectiveness, when they look at how it can help people, when they look at how it can help people who have multi-generational households, right? It's not just that your 16 or 17-year-old is playing for Northwestern or Central or Booker or St. Thomas, sure, Columbus, Ransom, whatever. It's also that they're coming home and the grandparents or others that may be much more susceptible are around. So it's not just protecting yourself, it's protecting the others around you. And to play sports, it really is, makes you feel better if you know that you are vaccinated against the disease. I do think that getting knowledge out, especially to communities that felt disenfranchised in previous vaccines and healthcare, is really important. And so I know the University of Miami has made a huge push to do that and get out in the community and explain about the vaccine. Never be contempt people who don't want to use the vaccine, sure, but just explain the history behind it, the science behind it. It's a very similar vaccine in some ways to vaccines we've gotten before. And what some people don't realize is other, not COVID-19, but other COVID viral situations around coronavirus have been in our flu vaccine for a long time that have been very effective.
All right. You know, here's an important thing, and I brought this up mostly tongue-in-cheek in a Facebook group that I was saying. I said, well, here you have the flu, and I get the flu shot every year, but I still will get some form of the flu. Obviously, it doesn't come out, but I do get the aches and chills and such. What about the COVID virus? Even though we are immunized from it, if the disease gets into our system somehow, obviously, it's being fought off, but do we still get those symptoms? Do we still get the COVID symptoms? Because people act like once you get the immunization, you're home free. You could still get it, but it won't come fully out.
Correct. What you're saying is 100% correct. And the science behind that is with the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, so any of the young athletes that you're speaking to and their families, they'd have to get the Pfizer vaccine in terms of what's available to them now. As they get older, they're eligible for Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson. The Moderna and the Pfizer, over 90-something percent, that you're not going to get it, or your body would fight it off. We're always seeing these viruses around us, but we're able to fight it off. In terms of getting really sick, though, they're almost 100% from keeping you out of the hospital and, God forbid, dying. So they're very, very effective. And in fact, to compare that to the flu, you know, the flu vaccine is only like 60% effective. So it does exactly what you describe. It dampens it. This is another 50% better than that. So this is much better. Now, the Johnson & Johnson one shot is a little better than what the flu vaccine is, in that you can still get some of the symptoms, et cetera. And that's what's happening with the New York Yankees right now. If you look, they're all asymptomatic, but they tested positive. But it was the Johnson & Johnson. They're trying to figure out why. But in saying it, you know, you'd rather have the sniffles than wind up in the, you know, intensive care unit.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. Lee Kaplan, director of the University of Miami Health Sports Medicine, joins us this evening. And, you know, after the spring is over, the kids are going to start going into their summer workouts, getting ready for, you know, the season, which obviously begins in August. What are some of the important conditioning regimens during the off season, you know, to improve, you know, the competitive performance, but stay healthy, you know, for the season? What are things that you suggest? Because obviously injuries, coaches are always looking for ways to stay injury free. Talk about that, because I think preventing injury is the key to anything.
I agree completely, and I think that our young people in South Florida are actually at a big advantage, right? When they go to the 7-on-7s and everything you cover around the country, they're practicing in our heat, right? So if they go to Oregon or some of these other places, it doesn't affect them as much. But the number one thing is getting used to that heat, getting used to the heat and the sun exposure, staying hydrated, making sure that you're getting used to it at certain periods. It's always better if you're just jumping back in, or you took some time off to study for exams or whatever it might be, that you practice in the morning or in the evening, so it's not the hottest time of the day. You're hydrating a lot. Those days where Don Bailey tells, you know, these stories of Coach Schnellenberger of not having water, those don't exist anymore.
No.
So staying hydrated, and most of our young athletes know it. Now, I would also emphasize keeping your nutrition up. If you've skipped a meal, something like that, you really need to make sure that your nutrition is up also. But the most important thing is getting a program where you're developing and going on. Sometimes practices or 7-on-7s might be a whole weekend. Make sure in between you're getting the right sleep, getting your nutrition, and getting really hydrated.
And also, because of the fact that these kids haven't been seen by these college coaches live for 15 months now and won't until June 1st, they're going to be going away to these events, and they're going to go away to these camps, and some of them will be padded camps, and that's where a lot of injuries. Talk about getting themselves ready that way, because, you know, a lot of these kids, and you've seen it, you've been around it so long, a lot of kids will just go out and start running and throwing without ever limbering up or stretching, because they don't understand, because they're 15 and 16 and 17, they think they're immune from injury. But let them pull one groin, or let them have something wrong with their Achilles, and I think they changed their tune.
Yeah, nothing's worse than going out and having, you know, any of the great coaches in the state of Florida around the country. I just saw today FIU is going to do something with Nebraska, a couple of schools here. I think it's critical that you warm up well. Those are three-hour camps that Coach Davis is having. Coach Diaz is having them at UM. What we need to do is make sure that if you're only there for 3 hours in the afternoon, you spend time warming up, you spend time getting used to what the heat is, just like a track meet where you'd warm up, you'd go through some running activities, you go through some dynamic drilling. If you're a quarterback, you throw, you work on your backpedaling, you do all the stretching, and you really just don't jump out there. And then you might be there with a lot of other student athletes. So you might be a while before you get the next rep. When that happens, make sure you're on the sidelines, you're running, if you're doing any kind of defensive back drills, wide receiver drills, you're matching up with a friend of yours and moving around with them so that when it's your turn to go, you can go 100%. Because this is South Florida Blue, you know that. Our kids are going to try to show out as soon as they get in front of these well-known coaches. And if that happens, you want to be able to perform at your best. You have to warm up. You have to be hydrated. You have to stretch. You have to be ready to go. You shouldn't go 100% when you're in front of the coach. Make sure you're going 100% over that half-hour preceding to really build yourself up.
Awesome stuff. What everybody learned in the last 10 minutes, Dr. Kaplan, is tremendous. You bring it strong all the time. Thanks so much for stopping by, Dr. Lee Kaplan, Director of U Health Sports Medicine. And we're looking forward to having you on often to try to guide all the kids through each season. And we're excited about it. And thanks so much for taking your time on this Monday.
Thank you for spending time with me, and thanks a lot for everything you do for our community and making sure that, you know, it's not only the top kids. You know, I realize how you do your events so that kids can go to just use sports to get ahead and leverage their education, and you do so many for the kids that aren't so highly recruited, so we all appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Dr. Lee Kaplan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.